This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the biggest mistakes that we, many of us, grew up with is that we grew up with a concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being something like a police officer waiting to put you in jail. And this jail is called Jahannam. Okay? So many of us grew up with this concept of, for example, the first terminology, the type of terminology that we first learn as we're being developed in our Islam is haram, right? Jahannam. These are all little children who don't know anything else know haram and Jahannam. Am I right? And this becomes like the first concept introduced to our children. And so our children from early on, they are taught that Islam is a list. Islam is a list of things that you can't do, and then the punishments that you're going to get if you do them. And then a list of things that you can do, but the list of things you can't do seems a lot bigger. This is the concept many children grow up with, is that Islam is just a list. Okay, it's haram for us to eat this, it's haram for us to wear this, it's haram for us to act like this. And while all of these things are necessary and important, don't ever think that rules are not necessary. We need rules to drive. What happens if we had no red lights, no yellow lights, no green lights, right? No stop signs. We need rules. But there is something very crucial missing. And that is that we have the wrong concept of who Allah is. We have the wrong concept of who our Creator is. Many of us don't actually have a friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because many of us just grew up thinking about Allah as a police officer waiting to put us in prison. And that prison is called Jahannam. And so this is actually a problem. Because when that person grows up, and now we have youth, and then we're wondering, why aren't the youth coming to the masjid? Why aren't the youth involved? Why are many of the youth actually leaving Islam? There's a reason this is happening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our youth. Many people are not taught the right foundation, the right attachment to their Creator, because they are taught their religion as just a list, of haram and halal. And when you do that, here's what happens. Imagine you have a child, and every single day you tell this child, from the time they're just, you know, in diapers, that you better watch out for the police. Because if you make one little mistake, that police is going to come, is going to arrest you and throw you in prison. Then the next day, you better watch out. You better watch out. One little slip up, and that police is going to come and throw you in jail. That police is, and you know what? You better watch yourself, because that police is armed. You feel me? So what happens as that child grows up? And how and what kind of relationship is that child going to want to have with the police? Anyone? Is that child going to see the police and say, you know, I want to get close to the police. I want to be friends with the police. I want the police and me to be, you know, close buddies. I'm going to go and express my needs and my emotions to the police. No. In fact, that child will just want to avoid the police. You understand? If the police is over there, you go that way. Does that child love the police? No. The child fears the police, but wants nothing to do with the police. Are you catching what I'm saying? And so many of us grow up with that type of relationship with God, that type of relationship with Allah, where we fear Allah, but not in the healthy way. You know, everybody says fear Allah, right? Fear Allah. That's important. Fear Allah. But what is healthy fear of Allah? This is not the type of healthy fear of Allah. How do you know? I'll tell you why. Because healthy fear of Allah, listen carefully, healthy fear of Allah makes you want to run more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Healthy taqwa, it's called. Healthy fear is called taqwa. This is a consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here's how you know that it's healthy and it's taqwa, is that it will make you want to run to Allah. It will make you want to get closer to Allah. As they say, you will escape, you will run from Allah to Allah. What does that mean? It means that you will run away from Allah's anger and Allah's punishment and Allah's displeasure by doing what? By running to Allah. Not by running away from Allah. And if you find yourself running away from Allah, if you find yourself trying to avoid God and avoid religion, you know, this phenomenon that we have with our youth of, I just don't want anything to do with it. I don't want to go to the masjid and I don't want anything to do with religion and maybe I don't even believe. That is not healthy. That is born of an unhealthy fear that was planted into that child. And it starts very young. The same way that the person is trying to avoid the police, that's how that person is trying to avoid Allah. Just keep me away. Why? Why? Because you know what? Any mistake I make, I'm going to hell. Right? You hear crazy things like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to hell anyway, so I might as well do what I want. Weird stuff. But this type of mentality needs to be unlearned. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy supersedes His wrath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like a police waiting to put us in jail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to us than a mother is to her child. And I want you to absorb what that means. I want you to think about a mother for her child. I want you to think about what a mother would do for her child. What a mother would do to protect her child. And then I want you to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how Allah's mercy is infinitely more than that. Allah's mercy is the source of all other mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not waiting to put us in hell. Allah is waiting to forgive us. Allah is waiting to have mercy on us. And so there's a lot of unlearning that we have to do when we understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Because that will later on in life affect how we understand everything that happens in our life. You see? See, if you think about Allah as just wrathful, as just waiting for you to mess up, you know, then when you fall, you will actually fall into despair. Because your understanding is that Allah hates me, or Allah is punishing me. See, these are the types of understanding that you will have if you fall. If you think about Allah as that police officer, then when you fall, your thinking will be, Allah is angry with me, Allah hates me, Allah is punishing me. It'll be a very negative concept of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And that negative concept will lead you to despair. One of the most important tools that we can have in this roadmap is something called حسن الظن بالله. حسن الظن بالله means to have a positive opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we have to change from the root.